We are joined right now by the super spunky Brookie Blurton, who is the
super spunky,
officially the new bachelor and bachelorette, and we are so excited to have her on the show. Welcome, kiddo.
Thank you so much for having me. Sorry, I actually cut you off. I'm so excited.
No, and look, and you're allowed to be because you're going to find love this season. I reckon this is going to be the season that works.
Oh, I know. Well, let's see.
Do we have confirmation, though, Brookie, that you do find love at some point? Like, do you actually find love this season, or are you honey badgering us?
Do you want the answer? Because I can confirm that I'm extremely happy. So
oh, okay.
That kind of gives it away.
That's I like that.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Like that.
All we needed.
Now, Brookie, it's sensationally have come out and the world has been announced that you are the first, and as the presser says, first Indigenous and openly bisexual candidate or bachelorette ever on the TV show. This is pretty cool.
It is cool, isn't it? Like,
It's about
myself.
Time. Yeah, it's about time. And I think in this world of modern times, but it's not just modern times, that we're starting to wake up as a society a little bit more and more now to what is a gender fluid society and what people can expect. But end of the day, love is love, yeah?
Absolutely. And that's how I've always seen it. I think, I'm so excited, I guess, that we get to do it here in Australia and it hasn't ever been done globally before. But I feel like it's time, it's right. I had my doubts and my concerns, I think maybe, you know, before about doing it because I didn't know how it would work. But I think I've really grown into the fact that it's just time. We need to be more progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gender, like, you know, sexuality is fluid. Like,
mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And you know what? Yeah, you're really leading the charge in these. Brooke, were you ever worried at some point that because you are bisexual and also the contestants are bisexual, did you sort of have a inkling that maybe any of them would hook up with each other before you? Or like was there, do you know what I mean? Was there that uncertainty you might not have usually have seen with the Bachelorette or the Bachelor?
Yeah, there's always those uncertainties, right? Like that was my doubts at the start of this, was really like, what am I really walking into? But I think when I leaned into it and just really thought, you know what, it is what it is. If it happens, it happens. I can't change it. All I can do is sort of change how I react or respond to it. I'd be really disheartened, you know, if it happened and whether, you know, how to direct that conversation and if I have like a strong connection with either person that maybe has a relationship. But you can't control these things. And like, I guess, you know, I had a connection with someone on my season in the Honey Badger season. So I know that these things happen.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Okay, so let's put all of that aside for 1 second because I think it's irrelevant, really, whether it's a man or a woman that you spend quality time with. That's entirely your business. And frankly, I don't care. And I don't think a lot of people now are in a space where if you find love and you get happy, then that's the ultimate win. So for me, though, what is it about you, Brookie? Let's unfold what's going to happen over the next few weeks of the show. Who are you looking for? And what is the thing that really says, you know what, you're in for me?
I think I've learned a lot in my life about love in some senses. Like I had to grow up quite independent. So I had to really just like learn to love myself and really be independent in my own skin. So for me, it's not really being reliant on someone or hoping that like I have someone that just comes in and like whisks me away. It's someone who's really on the same page as me, a genuine and authentic person who has a lot of compassion for others, whether that's with a guy, whether that's with a girl, it doesn't matter for me. I want a really strong connection. I want to like look at that person every morning and be like, far out, I'm so lucky to have you in my life. And we're a team. Right.
Yeah,
you run in parallel and you complement each other.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah,
yeah, indeed. Totally.
Hey, that's why I put a mirror next to my bed, Brooke, for exactly that reason.
That's so good.
Hey, Brookie, good luck ahead of this season. We can hardly wait to watch it tonight, 7:30, Channel 10.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.